The Osgood File, sponsored by Taxmasters. The IRS has stepped up their collections efforts, so now more than ever, you may need Taxmasters. This is Dave Ross. Debt talks in Congress are stalled. Fed Chairman Bernanke admits he doesn't know why the economy is still sluggish. Some Democrats want another stimulus, even though there's no money for it. And every Republican is opposed to tax cuts, even though that guarantees more of the borrowing they hate. Which leaves exactly one thing that everybody agrees on. It sure would be nice if gas was cheaper.
I would call it an economic Hail Mary pass.
The one economic tool that still actually does something. After this from Charlie. Americans have a deep fear of the government just printing money to try to coax the economy back to consciousness. But most of us will have no trouble at all with the president opening up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, as he did on Thursday, even though it's pretty much the same thing. In fact, the government doesn't even have to actually sell any oil. Just by saying it's willing to sell some, the price dropped $4 a barrel. The original reason we started filling those salt domes in Texas and Louisiana was to have a backup in case of an oil embargo or some other severe supply disruption. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce remembers.
This is not a severe supply disruption, so I really don't think it meets its original mandate for what we should use the SPR for.
Of course, the official reason for releasing this oil is that it makes up for the oil locked up by the fighting in Libya. But no one seems to be buying that explanation. Oil analyst Steve Kopitz says the real reason is that the economy is much more fragile than the Obama administration would like.
I think there was some skepticism that these oil prices could actually bring down the economy. I think people are beginning to think that in fact they can.
And so the price of gas should be down 50 cents in a few weeks, making it much cheaper to get to the job you wish you had. A toast, then, to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, an economic tool that actually works and is only mildly controversial. If only we'd thought to set up a strategic job reserve. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, June 24th, 2011.